up in Cairo on my way to the pyramids. Secret service was sweating me serious. Checking my sundial on my way across the Nile when these women in hijab started clocking my style. I'm walking like an Egyptian, focused on my mission. Rendezvous with the crew at the falafel kitchen. We making plans to get over the Rafah border. Had to see the consulate to get our papers in order. Rocking my kafia on my way to Alexandria. Shout out your man Sewer is playing in my ear. Secret agents in the rear, so conspicuous. If they thought they wasn't being seen, they ridiculous. They tried to stop us at the Suez Canal. They held us up for a while, then we were back on our route. And if they think they can stop us, don't even bother, cause we gotta get there 24 hours in Gaza. Got nearer, the situation was clearer. It was prime time, felt like I was watching Al Jazeera. The gate closed behind me in the mirror. I was shocked, all the people they stopped couldn't watch, my mouth dropped. Immigration tried to give us a demonstration of power, so they took our passports. We waited for 5 hours. I just thought about the people locked in on the other side. An embargo was a war, an attack on our lives. We made it through, the tension was building. Families reunited and hugging their children. Press conferences, politicians, cameras in position. Flags waving everywhere, oh what a vision. We jumped in the bus, paraded around town, everybody so excited. Settle down, this the last place they want me inside. 24 hours in Gaza. Gaza, Viva Palestine, is something out of my dreams. Everything so clean, but my homie building was bombed by F-16. Me and Cynthia McKinney was rolling through all the hoods. Everybody so friendly and it felt so good. The situation was bad as far as my comrades go. They need assistance at the hospital, so we joined the caravan that was led by Charles Barron. His leadership was right on time and so daring. The supplies they were carrying reached their destination. There was box after box for the doctors and the patients. Hip-hop was in the air, you could feel it everywhere. It was Palestinian rappers, kicks and snares, and the big Shukran the Nazi. From a distance is resistance. I can see freedom in the distance.